Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Some people prefer to tie something called a nail knot with a lock or just a simple nail knot, but when you're fighting these really big fish, oftentimes a nail knot will slip. So I'm going to show you the nail knot with a lock today. We're going to tie that and then we're going to test it. What's going on, everybody? It's How To Tuesday on the Tom Rowland Podcast, brought to you by Danco. And today we're talking about fly fishing. We're talking about fly fishing for big fish like tarpon, offshore fishing for fish that you're really going to need to pull on. It's very important that you have really good connections all the way from the fly line, well, really all the way from the backing to the fly line, from the fly line to the leader, and from the leader to the fly, so that you can put maximum pressure on these fish and actually have a chance of getting them in. Most manufacturers these days are putting a welded loop on the end of their fly line, which is what I have right here. And then in order to tie the leader onto that, we would tie a loop in the leader. This is 50 pound J Fluoro, and I have a double overhand loop here. And I like this loop because the tag end is parallel to the running line. There are many other knots that you can tie where the tag end, like a perfection loop, where the tag end would be at a right angle. And that is going to be a problem when you're bringing the leader in and out of the guides, because that little tag end is going to stick in the guides. Even this tag end and even this knot will stick in the guides. So while the manufacturer's loop is perfectly smooth and an absolute great way to finish a fly line, when you tie this other loop onto the end, it can have trouble going through the guides. So some people prefer to tie something called a nail knot with a lock or just a simple nail knot. But when you're fighting these really big fish, oftentimes a nail knot will slip. So I'm going to show you the nail knot with a lock today. We're going to tie that and then we're going to test it. So we're going to tie the nail knot with a lock. We're going to do it with 50 pound J Fluoro, and we're going to attach it to a fly line here. This is an 11 weight fly line, 50 pound line. There's no real set number of pound tests that you would want for your butt section of your leader, but you want it to be similar in diameter and also similar in stiffness to your fly line. So this is about the same. And then we're going to taper down from there, and that's going to allow for a nice smooth transfer of the energy. So you only need one thing when you're going to tie this knot, really, and that's this simple tie fast knot tire. We're going to take our 50 pound test, and before we even mess with the fly line at all, we're going to put this right into this gap right here, put our finger or thumb on this little place that's set made for it, and then we're going to wrap around and back towards our thumb. I like to do it about 6 or 7, even up to 9 times. Okay, so once I have that, I put my finger on the end so it doesn't unroll, and I put this tag end back through the whole knot. That's what's so great about this tie knot tire, is that you can go ahead and create the knot before you even mess with the line. Okay, so now I'm going to take the line and I'm going to put it right in through the knot. I'll just run it up in there, and I'm going to just ease this line off of the knot tire, and it is going to form a perfect nail knot right there. Okay, so now we're done with the knot tire. And I have the nail knot on the line. I want extra line like this. So I'm just going to give this nail knot just a little bit of pull down. Okay, so if I really wanted to, I could just really pull on both ends of this nail knot, and that would be a nail knot. I want a nail knot with a lock. So what I'm going to do for a little extra security, I'm going to tie an overhand right here. So I'm going to go around and behind twice. Okay. Then I'm going to put this through here, and this is going to form an overhand, a figure eight. So you see how that formed a figure eight? I will tie that down, tighten that down with my fingers, and pull it down till it is nice and tight, just like that. Now, I'm going to pull this nail knot down. I purposefully did not pull it down as tight as it could go because I wanted to get it to this point right here. I want it tight up against the nail knot lock. And then once I'm satisfied with where that knot is, I could take a wrap with my fingers and pull this down real tight. Okay, and then I'm going to also, once I've got it tight, I'm going to now pull without pulling on that tag end. So now I have a nail knot with a lock. Okay, the lock is the figure eight. Some people will just do an overhand there, but the figure eight won't come untied. I've had overhands come untied, so I started doing a figure eight a long time ago. Okay, so now all we'll do is trim the tag ends tight and close. You could put some Zappa Gap or some other thing to create kind of a bubble over the top of this, but that is pretty smooth. It's going to go in and out of the guides better than the loop-to-loop, in my opinion. So now we'll test it. So the nail knot with a lock broke at 28.58 pounds, which is slightly disappointing. It broke within the knot. This is the butt section, 50 pound butt section to the 11 weight fly line. We had a nail knot to a lock, and it broke within this knot right here. So at 28 pounds. So while that is more than we are going to be exerting on the tarpon itself, and it is slightly smoother connection, the loop-to-loop connection with the manufacturer's welded loop is much stronger. But you have an issue with the knot going in and out of the guide. So that's the dilemma. And that's why we have so many of these different knots that we're always trying and testing and making sure that we have the best knot for the situation. This may be, in certain situations, a better knot than the stronger one that causes problems going in and out of the guide. So that's for you to decide. You can go to TomRolandPodcast.com. We've put together a free knot guide that has this knot and all the other knots that we have tied and tested so that you can pick the knot that works best for your setup. That's the way. It's the one that works best for your setup. You can take all the test results that we've had and you can decide for yourself. Go to TomRolandPodcast.com and download that free knot guide. We'll see you back next week to test something else.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.